You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, and the Beaches, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Vieira, 94.7 FM, and W264AS, Melbourne, and Palm Bay, 100.7 FM.
Treasure Coast. This is Sita Begee on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, and FM 100.7. We are also heard on the World Wide Web, and Ellen will tell our listeners how to listen on the web.
Yes, so if you go to 1510wwbc.com, you'll be able to find the on-demand button. You just click on that, and you should be able to hear us live right from there, right from your web, or any one of the three FM stations here in Brevard County, 94.7, 99.9, or 100.7. It just depends on where you are in Brevard to be able to pick up one of those stations. Of course, you can always hear our archive shows, which we've had, hard to believe, 9 years worth.
I always say seven. No. I was going to say eight, but now it's nine.
Well, I built the website in 2011, so we're coming up on 2020. That's nine, right?
Well, praise God for that.
And praise God.
You know, having a... Amen. I think, you know, if you have a voice and you're responsible with it and you're able to have a fun, unscripted, educational show such as this one that's so informative, why not? We can continue doing it as long as people continue to support our show and we get quality guests like we do every week.
And for you hit listeners, the jackpot every week.
Thank you. So for our listeners who are tuning in every week here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, Ellen and I heat up the airwaves and we speak with guests and we speak to people who are calling in. We talk about everything under the sun. We talk about politics. We talk about business. We talk about nonprofits. We encourage people to stay engaged in their communities, take care of their families. We do a lot of good stuff on this show, and we talk about things that are going on not just here in Brevard County, Florida, but around the world as well. And so following in that trend, today we have a gentleman who is, he is the son of my good friend, Lady Tandy, who is also Liz Johnson. His name is Kevin Johnson, and he's here to speak about his business, which is a restaurant called North by South Bistro in Satellite Beach, Florida. So you could say a quick hello to our listening audience.
Hello, audience. I'm Kevin Johnson.
Yeah, Kevin, he was a fine-looking young man, and he's wearing his white shirt, which tells me he's a chef. That's good. And then next door to him, we have his mom here, Liz, who is here. She's going to say a quick hello.
Hello, guys. How are you?
And Dr. Amasita Gibson, thank you for filling in on the show as our guest co-host when Ellen is not here. Welcome. I'm so happy you're here on the last day of the year, of the show, last show for the year, and my birthday.
Hello.
And Ellen is here as well. Thank you a lot.
Happy, happy birthday.
We couldn't do the show without you.
Well,
so thank you.
Thank you very much.
And Pastor Paul, thank you so much for giving us a voice on the radio so that we could do what we do every week. So Ellen, I had contacted someone to call in today on the show. I'm not sure if they got all our messages. You know, we always like to talk about things on our show, whether it's fighting hate, whether it's fighting, teaching people how to be tolerant. We talk about shows that are seeking justice. We talk about injustice. We talk about everything, the environment, anything that we could talk about, how to save public education. We talk about it on this show. And because it's my birthday, I thought, well, maybe we should have a show about good advice. Advice about raising children, advice about your marriage, advice about what our moms used to tell us. And so I found this couple who runs a Facebook page called Marriage Mechanics. And I invited them to call in on the show today for about 10 minutes. And I think they're on the phone right now. So for our listeners who are tuning in, Marriage Mechanics started in 1996 by a husband and wife team, the Lamberts. And they were suffering from tragedy from the death of their fourth child. And they had this divine intervention that they should do something. And so they started this marriage ministry. And he's been featured on a lot of TV programs, secular TV programs. They've been on radio, TV, print, and they use their voice so that they could try to make this world a better place, just like any, like what we do on this show. And so I thought, you know, for the last show of the year, I want it to be a positive, upbeat show about giving out really good information to people who tune in. Because, you know, we see people on a daily basis, but we don't know what's going on in their minds, in their hearts. Sometimes people look like everything is okay, but inside they're falling apart.
That's right.
And if I think, don't you think, Dr. Gibson, if we have a chance to make it better, we should, don't you think?
Absolutely. I truly believe that.
And I know Lady Tandy, my friend, Miss Johnson, you were also a principal.
I also,
and you know the children in the school come from broken homes,
right,
broken families, and sometimes it's just communication.
Right, and that's the big key is communication and how you speak to the people and making sure that you show them that they are worthy, because sometimes they feel that they are not worthy. So we have to be the best to just show them that they are.
And it does take a village. It takes all of us. And I think Mr. Lambert Sands, are you on the phone? I hope I have your name correct. I wasn't sure who was calling
you
in.
You do have it right. And I am here to help marriages and families get to the next level and be strong in a world that has changed.
You know what? You're from the islands, aren't you? Is it Bahamas or is it Jamaican?
Yes, Bahamas.
Oh, okay. Goodness gracious. Right. You know, I'm a Trini. You could probably tell I'm a Trini by now.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen, I read your website, and I'm very, very impressed what you all are doing. So tell our listening audience here on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends a little bit about yourself. And I love the word marriage mechanics, but God knows it needs fixing, a lot of them.
Well, what has happened to marriages today is that, am I still on?
Yes. Oh, yes, you're here. Yeah, hearing you loud and clear.
All right, good. Marriages today.
No, we just lost him.
Yep.
But that's okay. We could keep talking.
Yes.
I'm sure.
Of course we can.
I know that Dr. Gibson have a lot of advice on this topic. And I saw you posted something this morning that Colin Powell had said, and I shared it.
Yes, and I don't remember exactly what it said, but I know one thing that... when we talk about marriages, it's the key to really having a good marriage, not only a marriage, but a relationship, is communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we look at the at this generation now, I would say my daughters and my son's age, you know, the millennials, some of them don't really want to get married until they live together for a year.
All right.
Which, you know, that was unheard of in our time.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Yeah. And but you know what?
Yeah. I got dropped.
We're not sure what happened, but you're back on. And Dr. Yes. Gibson was just saying about her children and counseling them about marriages as well. And what we thought was normal for us nowadays, it's more people are so prepared for the wedding and the party, but they're not prepared for the actual marriage itself.
Well, the thing is with marriage today, a lot of people are not aware that we are in a very, very tremendous spiritual battle against the evil one. You know, the Bible tells us that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against rulers of the darkness, principalities and powers.
Mm-hmm.
And so what most people lack is a understanding of what they are up against. Most people are fighting their husbands, their wives, they're fighting situations, and they don't have the right mechanics or weapons to fight this battle. To fight this battle, you need some faith, some genuine faith and belief, and you have to have a foundation in the Word of God. And that's what most people have gone against. I should say gone against, but most people have, you know, they have wandered away from a foundation in the Word of God, because you cannot fight the devil with knowledge. You have to fight him with the Word of God.
Well, and the thing is, you know, I grew up in Trinidad and Tobago, where we have Muslims, Hindus, Christians, and others, and everyone, we saw a trend that people who have, and I know Dr. Gibson was the one who so eloquently taught us this, people who have faith, family, friendship, a little finances, a little food, and the ability to forgive. They seem to fare very well, because those are things that are in all the religions that they teach you, that yes, you have to have some sort of a path if you're going to survive in this world, whether you call it spirituality, whether you call it God, or whether you call it a religion, religious belief, people need to have something to cling on to. Because, you know, being a nurse, I can tell you in the end of life, when people are on hospice and they're passing away from this earthly vacation, they do ask for their relatives. They worry about people who they're leaving behind, and they want us all to have that open communication with a higher power. And I think you would agree with that.
Of course, you need to have faith in God. Faith in God is having.
You are cutting in and out, my friend, Mr. Sons. I'm not sure what's happening. Well, I guess he'll call back.
Yeah. But so, Doc, what a powerful message. I mean, that's,
right.
It is. Yeah, I hope he really calls back. I'm not sure. Yeah. Maybe the lines are good. Maybe you should try the other line. We'll get him back. I mean, we keep trying. I mean, that's what live radio is all about.
Yeah, it's a fun show.
I'm back live on. Yes. Drop again.
So,
listen, let me just finish what I was saying. Faith in God is our victory. The reason I'm saying faith in God is our victory is because we are in a spiritual battle. And when you are in a spiritual battle, carnal weapons or earthly weapons cannot help you in this battle. That's why most people are losing the marriage and family war. It's because they're fighting with the physical. And you can't fight with the physical. Some people try to beat other people over the head with some type of words, that thinking that they're going to get people better that way. We get people better. We get our marriages better when we take our situations to God. God is the one who is able to do the fixing. The Bible says he is able to do exceeding abundantly more than we can ever ask or think. But without faith, we cannot plug into the supernatural power. We are fighting. What we are fighting right now is at like the beginning of time, as it was in the days of Noah, as it was in the days of Lot. So shall it be in the end time. We are here now. We are fighting the devil big time. Just about everything that is written.
And you know, the devil comes in all forms. We see them in forms of men who have corrupted this earth through mm-hmm. power and greed. And yeah, you know, the great saint Tulsi Das said that there are three things that describe this world and can destroy it. And he said it was greed and lust and I think anger. And we see that so much in people who are supposed to be leaders, who are supposed to be the ones that we look up to, that are using these three things to divide and create so much fear in mm-hmm. our world. And it's wrong. No matter which religion you follow, people who have a voice, they should be responsible with it and promote peace, love, and unity. And like you say, faith as well.
Well, you know what Jesus said? This is what Jesus said. He said, "When I come, shall I find faith on the earth? When I come, shall I find faith on the earth?" Without faith, it is impossible to please God. The person who made this matrix what we live in, his name is Jesus. He made the matrix. We need the Lord. Like the songwriter said, I care not today what tomorrow may bring, sunshine, sorrow, ruin. The Lord I know rule over everything. This is what the
I'm not sure what's happening with that telephone line. But he's pretty good, and I'm enjoying this segment
yeah,
with him because
is.
We need mm-hmm. that around yeah. Christmas time and what's going on with our world today.
And
we need people
year.
Like him who care
yeah,
about
this is what people
world.
Need. People need Jesus overcame Satan because he used the word of God. When mm-hmm. Satan came to him and said, "Listen, you make this bread, make this stone into bread," Jesus said, "Thus said the Lord, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the Lord's mm-hmm. mouth." That is what people need today. But people have gone away from that. And that's why they're losing their marriages. If you're a woman and you no longer believe that you need to submit to your husband, respect your husband. If you are a man...
Well, it goes
no
both ways. The husband has to respect
the
wife,
too. Let me finish it.
Well, yeah, we got some ladies
man,
here.
If you are a man... The reason I start off with the women, because the women are in bigger trouble, just like Eve. A lot of women have taken the authority away from the men. America has become a feminist bastion. Most women today, if you say the word submit, they get anxious, they get upset.
Well, yeah, I was getting a bit anxious until you said the men have to respect too.
Women need, it's the same, it's love, all is love. But respect, and when you, your wife needs tons of love.
Well, you know, a lot of men and women spend more time and energy and money on their friends than they do with their wives and husbands. We've seen so many wives that would go out with their friends or husbands that go. But then, I mean, if you invest that time in your marriages, maybe, just maybe there's a hope. But I see Dr. Gibson want to jump in here when you said the word submit. Let's hear what she has to say.
Yeah, well, the scripture says to be submissive, but you need to read, and I was trying to pull my Bible up. You need to read the words that come before that. And if I believe, and I'm paraphrasing, it says, as the man or the husband submits to Christ. Now, if you don't have a spiritual man in your family submitting to Christ, then the wife will not be submissive. So, you know, you need to clear that up a little bit. I agree with what you say, but you need to go right back to that, because people that are listening may take that out of context.
Right. And the thing is, our show is, you know, we know that freedom of speech comes with a responsibility. So we want to make sure we clear it up. I think it goes both ways. I think if you're married or you're living with someone. Because
ladies,
I'm Hindu.
Could we listen?
We got a Bohemian and a Trini and an
Islander.
Listen. The Bible is not a feminist book. God is a spirit, and He chose to show His attributes differently through them.
Well, you know, the thing is, when you say the word submit, yes, people, I think you're right. You have to read the whole text. Ellen, you take it from there.
Yeah.
But his segment, yeah, answered, and then Ellen will let him finish up what he was saying. Yeah. But okay. So Ellen, he's got two more minutes.
I got cut off, but listen, God chose to show His attributes differently through the man and the woman. He gave authority to the male, and He gave help to the woman. They work together as a team. They don't fight against each other. However, because the man is the head, he submits to Christ, and the woman submits to the man. If a man is submitting to Christ, of course he's going to be humble, loving.
Well, you know, Mr. Sands, I tell you, you have to take that message all over the world, because we have a lot of men all over the world that have impregnated young ladies and they don't stand up to the plate. We also have people in all faiths that understand what you're saying, but at the same time, you know, it's a lot of people, they believe in their faith. Like, I'm Hindu, and I do believe that we have to have respect and love and peace and unity in all houses for marriages to work. But before you leave, we want to ask you one more question. If you could do it in 2 minutes or less, how does a person who is listening to Viewpoint with Sita and Friends today, how, if they're having a conflict right now within themselves, their families, their marriages, what would you say is something that they ought to be doing other than submission? We don't want to use the word submit.
Okay, I know submission is hard in the Western world now, because feminism has seeped into cultures. If you're having a conflict, to resolve conflicts, the Bible says this: conflicts come through pride, arrogance, somebody trying to control and dominate. To reverse that, you have to be humble, take the situation to God. The Bible says, a soft answer turneth away wrath, grievous words stir up strife. If you want to resolve a conflict, you do not resolve a conflict by tearing the other person down, destroy them. That's from the devil.
We are getting a signal, of the same signal that always cuts you off. So we want to make sure that you get your website in, because we're going to have to move on to the other segments of our show. But thank you so much for joining us. What is your website so that our listeners can get a hold of you?
www.marriagemechanics.org. www.marriagemechanics.org.
Thank you.
You can also get the Facebook page, which is Marriage Mechanics.
Well, that was Marriage Mechanics on Facebook as well. So, Sita, what a great guest.
He's right about conflicts, whether it's a conflict with your coworkers, whether it's conflict with yourself, with your families. You know, as you know, there's a lot of people that I meet working as a nurse, and a lot of them, you have sisters and brothers who don't speak to each other.
Mm-hmm.
You have mothers and sons who don't talk. You have family members who just don't get along, and the conflict started because somebody somewhere lost their way to the other person.
First, they just pass it on from one generation
right.
to the next.
Yep. Hatfields and McCoys, right?
Right.
Like, same story.
And like you were saying before,
so here's
the communication
the thing.
So important.
So it's my birthday today, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And for my birthday, we want to give out really good advice. Mm-hmm. And whether we agree with what he said or not, he had some valid points.
Right.
Yes. We all know people that got married and had the big party, and their friends and family were invited, and then the next day there's conflict.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't want to sit down and put in the time to resolve what's the
right.
issues are. And mm-hmm. a lot of times it's, dude, you should be talking about this before you got married. Communication.
Right.
Empower each other with thoughts and feelings of what's going on, right? Because I'm from a different faith than my husband, and we get along almost 30 years of marriage.
Yeah.
Why? Because we give each other space, respect, and we communicate, mm-hmm. right?
That's key.
So now I put up to transition away from that, the other people that give us really good advice in our life and who knows us more than anybody else are our parents.
Yeah.
And I know mm-hmm. Dr. Gibson and Liz and Kevin and myself and Ellen here on Viewpoint with Seton and Friends, we're going to break about 1:30 in a little bit. But let's give some really good advice. I'd start with Dr. Gibson about what our parents told us so I could share with my listeners on my birthday.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I wrote a few things down. And the first thing I remember my parents telling us is respect your elders. And that means if you was five, whoever was six, you better respect them. You know, that's how I took it, respect your elders. Then I know I grew up with religious parents. My parents were very religious, and they say prayer is the key, but your faith unlocks the door. And they always used to tell us to pray, don't go to bed before we pray.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that my mother always said was, clean your house. Cleanliness is next to godliness, because if you're not clean, you know, you're not. And I think I brought that with me, and I mm-hmm. passed that on, I know, to the next generation.
Mm-hmm.
And we were just talking about cleaning, and mm-hmm. when we don't want to clean, we could contract it out, right?
Yeah.
But you have to have a clean house, and you know, and the key thing that I remember throughout consistency was get a good education, because
mm-hmm.
a good education will give you a good job.
Right.
And those are some of the top five.
The core, the top five.
Yeah.
Ellen, you got
and
a
you
top
have
five.
Core values. You must have core values, and those core values can't start when you're 30, 40, 50 years. They have to start during those first 5 years of your life, which is during your socialization process. So prayer is the key to everything.
Well, you know, you're making me remember my dad. He used to say, once the stick is bent, you can't straighten it.
Uh-huh.
And that meant that once you have children, everything mm-hmm. is secondary. You put
right.
those kids first.
Right. Yeah.
And it does. My mother used to say, if you eat salt and rice, your kids eat salt and rice. But you got to watch them.
Mm-hmm.
You got to teach them. And also they used to say, don't hang your hat where you can't reach it. Live the life you can afford. And,
yes.
you know,
that's
we
right.
see so many people in debt, credit card debt. They buy a big house and they can't afford the utilities and the mortgage. And they blame everybody else. But you got to sit down and figure out
mm-hmm.
how much you got.
Mm-hmm.
And I see, I know, Ellen, you want to go next with what your mother told you or your parents?
Yeah, I had quite a few of them. She used to say things like, tie a broom to your leg and sweep while you're walking, meaning like you had to figure out how to do a couple of things sometimes
mm-hmm.
at the same time. She also used to say things like, show me your friends and I'll tell you what you are.
Ooh.
So it was something like that. And then
okay.
the big one from a financial standpoint, just like what your mom and your parents used to do for you, was my mom used to tell me all the time to pay myself first.
Mm-hmm.
So every time you got a paycheck, always take 10% or pick a percentage to take
mm-hmm.
out, and that was for you. So, you know, if you're paying everybody else, why not pay yourself too?
Right.
Right. So. And what about this one? Live by example.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, mm-hmm. yesterday at the gym, somebody was talking about how they were going out for New Year's Eve, and we were talking about drunken drivers and make sure you have a designated driver and all that. And I said, but who came up with this concept? Like, do you have to drink like a fish on New Year's Eve and put everybody's lives at risk because
mm-hmm.
you want to drink? What kind of crazy idea is that? And where are the policemen? Sometimes you go to bars in town and you see men who has been sitting there for hours.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they weren't twiddling their thumbs. They were drinking. So where are the people that's supposed to be protecting the public? They should be stationed right outside some of those bars. because it's a year-round thing. You just don't look for them on New Year's Eve. Mm-hmm. They're here mm-hmm. year-round. And right. I know, Lady Johnson, Lady Tandy, you've got some things as well that you want to share. Being a, you saw a lot with the children.
Well,
school.
You know, I deal with kids every day as a teacher, and, you know, they come into the schools with baggage that when I grew up, that was not something that we dealt with, because our parents would say, you know, it's an adult issue, let the adults deal with it. But nowadays in the school system, kids are experiencing what the adults are experiencing. So they're coming in with a lot of baggage and a lot of things that they cannot control because they don't know how, because the parents are not. Some things they just don't need to know yet. You know
yes,
what I'm saying?
Yes.
Because they're too young to know how to process it. They're too young to know how to deal with it. So when they come into the school system, they have anger issues. They have learning issues and all those kind of things that sometimes, you know what, we are not equipped as educators to deal with that, but that's what we have to be dealt with. And going back to the position about our parents, my mom was very practical, not very religious, but she did believe in God. But one of the things that she always said to us was, you have to have integrity, you have to work hard, and you have to respect yourself and respect others. And that's one of the things that I got from my mom. And as she's gotten older, you know, she's more, she believes more. But, I mean, they were very practical. So she had five kids, so everything was very practical, but I tried to instill that in my three boys and just being the best person that you can be. And of course, there is a higher power, and I believe in God. And I say, you have to always, when there's nothing else, you get down on your knees and you pray.
Yeah, I mean, and that's why it was nice to start off our segment with Mr. Sands,
mm-hmm.
because a lot of people don't want to talk about praying. Now, I don't agree with him with the submission part. I believe men and women are equal and we should respect each other. But the thing is, you find people that kind of scoff at the idea now that people actually believe in God. You don't be like that, because there is a higher power. I know there is.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin, you're the youngest one in our group. So what do you think about this whole idea about giving advice about life? You have any?
I'm taking it in right now. I'm listening to what everybody has to say so I can, in the future, have the tools to make it right.
Because there's one that says, what goes around comes around.
Karma.
Mm-hmm. Karma, right?
That's what I say all the time. Karma, I love your work.
But you know, the love thing is, if you sit down and you have all these ideas and you have all these dreams and you have all these vision to do something, but you don't put in the time, you don't put in the effort and the energy to make it happen, it's not going to happen.
Right, that is so true.
Because my mother used to say, if you want something, you have to work for it.
Yes.
Nothing comes for free.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right?
You have to do the work.
And they instilled that. They had 18 children between the two of them.
Wow.
And I remember coming home from school, and many days we would have to go outside with them in the garden and, you know, try to weed. Well, nowadays you say weed, they think you're smoking something, but you know what I mean. You know, here I go with the, you had to plant eggplant and you had to plant tomatoes. Yeah. And okra. When my father was building his home and he could not afford to have contractors, every child knew how to put a brick with cement. And then they taught us how to put the cement over it.
Mm-hmm.
We had to help paint. And so what they would teach, of course, we were really, really feisty back then. And we would be like, God, why do we have to do all this work?
Mm-hmm.
But as time went by, what they were instilling in us was the leadership skills to take charge of whatever needs to be done.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like my mother would say sometimes, wake us up to cut onion and garlic and help her in the kitchen. But the thing is, she taught us how to cook. So when we have company over now, we all can cook.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think you live by example.
Right.
And you set that tone for your family. And I know, Dr. Gibson, you've always talked about the five Fs. So maybe this is a great time for you to throw out there the five Fs. And I know you added a few more for our listening audience on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends.
Yes, and I'm going to bring that back up here. Okay, I always say number one is your faith. Faith mm-hmm. comes first. You have to have faith in God or faith in whoever, whichever religious belief you believe in, but my faith is in God. Secondly, you must take care of your family.
Mm-hmm.
Family is second. Third, you must have your finance in order.
Okay.
Now, I know the months of February and March,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to get people calling about how do I get out of debt,
oh.
you know, because they spend a lot. So it's your faith, your family, your finances, and then your friends, you know. Ooh. I have, I like to say I have maybe about 5 close friends that I've had over the last 20, 30 years, and mm-hmm. a few have mm-hmm. added to that list recently. Mm-hmm. And then you must have fun, mm-hmm. because if you're so tied down doing everything, you're not going to have that physical and mental clarity to do anything. You need to take time to relax.
Right, and when you say friends, it has to be the type of friends as well.
Mm-hmm.
My mother used to say that sometimes a friend will bring you somewhere, but when trouble comes, they'll leave you and they'll run the other way.
They will.
So you got to know your friends and know if they got your back.
Yes.
Be wary of the company you
And some
you
of
keep.
Them are jealous and mm-hmm. envious and spiteful mm-hmm. too. They give right. they don't want
that
you to succeed.
So you know, in your you face and stab you in your back.
You that is so true. That, you know, remember the people who were clapping for you
yes.
when the things were good.
Right.
Right.
I mean, you have a good saying about
yes.
that.
You know, because when things are good, they'll mm-hmm. be always there with you. I like to
right.
see your Cadillac friends, you know, your Mercedes friends. And if you get a hoopty, you know, they're not there.
They're gone. Old junk.
Yes. And
well,
see,
I think, Ellen, we're going
to
break
your,
here. So,
your real friends are.
So, our dear friends on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, we will be right back. We're just going to take a quick station break, play one ad, and come right back with Lady Tandy and Kevin Johnson, and we're going to talk about his restaurant.
Portions of Viewpoint with Sita and Friends is sponsored by the friends and family of Sita Begee, author of 18 Brothers and Sisters, and founder of Simply Sita Skincare, and these great sponsors. When you need medical care and need it fast, MedFast Urgent Care is faster and less expensive than emergency rooms. MedFast is open 7 days a week, now with 8 locations serving Brevard County. So if you have an emergency, need a physical, or when your doctor is unavailable, with 8 locations, MedFast offers top quality care that is close by, and the number is easy to remember. That is 321 MedFast. You just call 321 MedFast. No one wants to wait in an emergency room for hours and get even sicker when you get the high bill. What you want is medical care fast. That's why you call MedFast, where most patients are seen and treated in less than an hour. MedFast Urgent Care opens 7 days a week, with the convenience of 8 locations serving Brevard County. So when you need medical care fast, call 321-MEDFAST. MedFast.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Sita Begee, the birthday girl who's 55 plus today, on Viewpoint with Sita and Friends right here on AM 1510 WWBC, FM 94.7, FM 99.9, and FM 100.7. And our second segment, Miss Ellen, is going to be a blast. We're going to be talking about something near and dear to my heart, food.
Food. Absolutely. Yeah. Food rules.
Food rules.
Right. Always.
So in our studio for our guests who are tuning in, we've got Ellen Little, who as usual is co-hosting with me today. We've got Dr. Amasita Gibson. We have our friend Liz Johnson, who is also known as Lady Tandy. And now we have a new friend, Kevin Johnson. And Kevin owns the North by South Bistro right here in Florida, in, to be quite exact, in Satellite Beach, right over the Pineda Causeway. And we want to help Kevin to get the word out about all the great food in his bistro, the weekly lunch specials, his wine. I mean, he's got a large selection. So, Kevin, how does it feel to be the owner of a restaurant?
Feels great. Actually, it's one of my long last dreams, actually.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to be a chef since I was little.
What did you do before you opened a restaurant?
Before I opened a restaurant, I was cooking at Pineapple Point and other restaurants.
And so Lady Liz, to lead us through what when he came home and said, Ma, you know what, I want to open my own business. And I know you had to give him advice.
Oh, I freaked out at first. I was like, oh, what? You want to open your own restaurant? I was like, do you realize how much time and money is going to be involved in it? I kept telling him, I said, okay, you want to take the good, the bad, and the ugly with it? Because you have to take the whole thing, because it's difficult, you know, running a restaurant or any business. So, and I asked him that several times, are you sure you are ready? Are you sure this is what you want? Because I wanted to make sure, you know, because as a mom, you know, we never stop worrying about our kids. So when he said that, it took me a while to kind of wrap my brain around him wanting to own his own restaurant at such a young age. But at the end of the day, that's what he's wanted to do since he was like 5 years old, or even younger. I can't remember. He always said, I want to be a chef. I want to be a chef. And one of the things I said, okay, if that is your dream and that's what you want to do, then I'm going to help you get there. You know, I never did say, no, you can't do that because you can't make money. You can't make a living or whatever. What is your passion? And so I let him go toward that direction. And one of the key things that for me is, like, before my husband passed away, he always talked about opening a restaurant. And so I just felt like it was his legacy, that since his dad wanted to open the restaurant, and it's always been in his heart to do that as well.
It's a spiritual journey,
yes.
I think.
Yes.
So Kevin, so lead us through. So first, you had to get the space. You probably learned a lot about leases, and you learned about square foot and what's happening with the real estate to get your place.
Yes.
It must have been exciting.
It was very exciting. Figure out the demographic of what people like to eat right there, or what different foods would sell.
And you had to have a good parking lot, too.
Yes.
And that place where you're at, tell our listeners the address for North by South Bistro.
The address is 228 Highway A1A, Salley Beach, Florida, 32937.
Right, and what about, so you have a good motto. You say, food is love.
Food is love.
And love is the force that moves the universe. So you're right about that. So you opened a restaurant, and then you had to get the equipment. So then you learned about purchasing power. You're learning a lot while you opened this restaurant.
Yes.
And did you do it alone, or you had someone sit with you?
I've had a couple of people talk to me about it. Actually learned a lot of it in school. I went to the Cordon Bleu. I graduated.
And that's in Melbourne, right?
It's in Orlando.
No, it's in Orlando.
It's in Orlando.
Very premier. It's exclusive.
Yes, I don't think they're no longer in the Orlando area, though. So I'm not sure if they're, you know, they have a limited number of schools now. So, but
it's a very exclusive school.
It was very exclusive and very expensive, can I say, school.
Well, so when you told your friends, I'm going to open a restaurant, were they encouraging? Did you have a lot of people that said, go for it? Because, I mean, everybody has a passion and a dream. And you get back in life what you put out, right? You went to school, you're a chef, your mommy helped you out, a really good school, and now you're going to cash in on that. Did you have a lot of encouragement?
I actually did. My friends were very excited for me. Mostly they want discounts, but no, they've come and supported the restaurant and came in.
Yeah, so you've been open for 2 years.
About 2 years, yes.
And I'm so glad that we met your mom, because I didn't even know about this restaurant.
Oh, well, I'm glad I met you.
And Dr. Gibson, did you know about this restaurant?
No, I did not know about this restaurant, and we are going to have to sample it, especially since you're going to have seafood there.
Oh, yes, so, that would be great. That's great. So what time are you open?
We open at 12 o'clock.
From 12 until?
About 9 o'clock.
Oh, so that's a pretty good time. Yeah. So you have the morning time to prep.
Yes.
Take a little, get up late if you want to. I mean, you know, sometimes it's hard work. So what are you learning on a daily basis? I mean, we all know customer service is number one, right?
Yes.
And how do you have a lot of staff working with you, or it's just you and a few people? How do you do?
I have a very small staff. I have a staff of about 6 people.
Yeah.
So, it's nothing crazy.
And I know, Ellen, you've been helping people with small businesses as well. Any advice for our friend Kevin here?
Restaurants are all about ticket time. You know that? You know about how fast the stuff gets out? So, and you have a pretty big place, right, as far as I know?
No.
Like, I was looking on there. How many tables?
There's about 15 tables. And the whole restaurant is about 53 people can sit there.
50.
Yeah.
So if somebody wanted
to,
somebody could do a party. So, like, do you, like, if somebody wanted to rent it out for an evening, can you do that?
Yes.
Have you done that before?
We have. We usually do it. If they do it, it's on a Monday because we're closed on Monday.
Wow. So but what I was going to say is, so with restaurants, it's either ticket times or it's experience, right? The full experience. And mm-hmm. it sounds like North South Bistros, you probably have a little bit of both. If, like, come in and have lunch, right?
Have
if
lunch.
You haven't, yeah. So if you're dinner. If you live in the area and you're working someplace, you can certainly come in to have lunch right around noontime.
You know what?
Or if you want to go for an experience, I mean, you have to see the pictures on the website or on the Facebook page.
Well, we're going
to
help Kevin. So here, well, let's come great, up with some menu. Ideas. So you know how we were talking about what Mama says, all the good advice? Maybe you should have a board in the front for people to leave their advice.
Oh, that sounds cool.
That
you know?
Nice. And that would be nice. Even have a book signing there.
Oh, a book signing. Look at that. Yes. A book signing. But yes. Just imagine, you know, because Satellite Beach is it's such a close-knit community, mm-hmm. yes. right? But we also want to invite people to come to Satellite Beach and experience your dining in your restaurant. Imagine people coming in and there's a board and they write something on it. They do that in Chicago.
Oh, great.
A lot of restaurants you go to sometimes, you'll see people who were famous leave a little note or
leave
something.
Leave a little note.
So how'd you come up with the menus? Who helped you, Mom, or just no. what you learned at school?
I've actually had a couple people. I had a little bit of help, but mostly it's just I wanted people to know that the experience from pretty much traveling from Key West all the way up to Canada, just different varieties of food. Mm-hmm. We have Bahamian Kong fritters. We have
Bahamian food. You heard that? That goes with our guest who called in,
which is Canada. Like this, just a trip up, a fun trip up the East Coast.
Do you have any curry chicken?
We do not, but I can make it.
I'm going to have to give you.
See, he's going to have to come in and do that.
I'm going to have to give you that recipe. I'm teaching you. I'll teach you. Oh, how about vegetarian food?
We can make vegetarian food.
So this is a good idea for somebody who's looking for a space. Maybe if you want to have a birthday party or something, you could rent out the place. And
But it's really convenient. It's a really convenient location. And if you're coming, if you work anywhere on the Pineda corridor, mm-hmm. I mean anywhere close to the Pineda corridor, it's right. really a hop, skip, and a jump right. over to that. Right past the 7-Eleven to that plaza, mm-hmm. right? Just south of Pineda.
I know exactly right. where it is. So, yeah. But which is your signature dish? Which is the one that people like the most?
I would say our seafood lasagna. It's very hearty and rich, creamy.
Mm-hmm. And where do you get your seafood from? Do you get it locally?
I have gotten locally here from Clayton's. And then also do U.S. Foods in North Cisco.
Because, you know, we did so many shows here about the Indian River Lagoon. And you are what you eat and what comes out of mm-hmm. the lagoon. So it's good to know you're giving your business locally too. You know,
yeah, that's right.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So tell us, you know, when you opened a restaurant, did you have like a grand opening and you invited your friends and everybody to come over?
We had a friends and family night. We have not done our grand opening yet.
So maybe we ought to start planning that, Lady Liz.
That sounds good.
And I see your mother's singing. When yes. are you singing again?
I'm singing there on January the 10th from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m., and it is a small venue, so I will be using my backing tracks. And I do a lot of jazz and blues. And so if you want an evening of like mellow music to chill to and to enjoy your meal, then January the 10th is the place you need to be.
Right. And wow. you're giving 10% off or anything like that?
10% off.
So yeah. Ellen, there, now is your turn to make an announcement for our friends. Well, it's 10%, and friends.
Well, particular, is it 10% for like military educators and who else? First responders,
military, and teachers as well.
And teachers.
Yeah, awesome.
We need to add nurses to that.
Yeah, yes. we should put that. You know what? It was so good because I'm off that night. Okay. I'm not doing anything, so I will
well,
come.
Well, I follow it all categories.
So my dear Kevin Johnson, owner of the North by South Bistro. So you've got the restaurant, you've got your menu. It's a perfect location. Are you partnering up with anyone in the community? You know how a lot of restaurants partner up with, say, like the Indian River Lagoon or maybe Habitat for Humanity. Are you doing anything like that to bring more people in? So maybe give a little something at the end of the year to one of these charities?
I do a lot of, I did the Brevard County Police.
Yeah.
I did that for the donations. I've partnered up with Satellite. For help the soccer team,
right? And like you say, a lot of people come in and they want discounts too. So you yes. have to be you're gonna go broke if you give out everything that you
nobody everybody can't have.
So
we also do discounts for churches as well.
Yeah. What about desserts? You got any desserts in that restaurant?
Yes, we have key lime pie.
Ooh, I know my menu already for the 10th.
about a chocolate pudding, and then we also have cheesecakes.
So I think I'm already picking out what I'm going to have. I'm going to have the seafood lasagna, and I'm going to have key lime pie. And now I want to know about drinks. Do you have any wine?
We have our Sigma Berlin wine.
You know which one is good? The Moscato is good. All the ladies like that because it's sweet. Lines. So what advice would you give someone? Let's say there's somebody out there who wants to open a business. What advice would you give them?
I would say start slow and then build it up and then work, get all your kinks out and then go for it.
Yeah. What about you, Dr. Gibson? I'm sure there are people out there who are thinking about taking their passion and turning it into a profit. Like Kevin, he had his mom and he had his friends, and his mom paid for him to go to a really good school, but it's paying off.
Yeah, you know, but like Kevin did, and he looked to his mom. You have to do your research before you get into anything. So you do your research. He found a location that won't overlap with another business that was there. So location is everything. So Satellite Beach, yeah, when I have my friend come from out of town, I'm going to bring them to Satellite Beach.
Yay.
Yes, a shout out.
So Kev, now you've got the business. What else do you do? What do you do for your spare time? I mean, which days are you off, and what do you do when you have free time?
Usually I'm just at the house. I like to watch TV, play with my dog a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And so
relax.
Yeah, relax. So lead us through a typical day at the restaurant. You go in, and we all already decided that cleanliness is next to godliness. The place is nice and clean, and you get started for the day. What happens in the life of Kevin Johnson at North South Bistro?
Well, I go in, we open up the restaurant. I just heat up the soups, all that stuff. And then we get into it, and then hopefully we're busy.
Did you ever have? I know when my husband opened his practice in Rockledge. I think our friend Dr. Gibson has a nice question. Yeah, you probably have some really good coworkers too, and people that are working for you that makes all this happen.
Yes, actually, my I don't call them employees, but we call them a family.
Yeah.
They've been there since day one, so they're really good.
You know, I remember when my husband opened his medical practice, like the first week, the first day we had no one. Because, I mean, word of mouth, you have to spread that the business is open. Mm-hmm. The second day they had one person, and we felt like, oh my God, we have a customer, you know. And then, you know, it took time, but pretty soon he was seeing 60 patients a day. What forms of advertising are you using to get more people to come in?
We've actually been on Yelp and Google, and then we had DoorDash. We're on DoorDash.
And great article by Florida Today, by the way. I think it was last year.
It was
So the article in Florida Today is fantastic. I actually posted that on our website as well.
Okay. Yeah, I think we're going to try to get another one.
I mean, I think that's what we have to do, right? As mothers, as aunties, as
that's
friends.
That's the thing about is getting the word out. Right. And because the food is wonderful, and I'm not just saying it because I'm his mom, but it is great. And the thing is, like, the advertising and making sure that you, like you said, you treat your customers like they're your family with the love and the respect, and then when they walk in that door. And that's one of the things that he's working on. And like you were saying before, he has a wonderful staff of people who have been there since day one. For me, I know Jenica, Renee, Drew, and a new person, Will, and Taylor. Those people have been there from the very beginning, most of them, and they work so hard. Even days when, you know, it's slow, they still, the heart that they have in that restaurant and what Kevin has in that restaurant now is wonderful. And they could have gone somewhere else, but they stick with it because they love Kevin. It's just like he's their family.
So, Kev, did you have to learn a lot? I mean, opening a business is mental, is spiritual, it's financial, but it can also be a work of learning where you have to learn about wages and health insurance, and you have to learn about paying the rent and the insurance for the building. How does all, I mean, you're a young man, and that's a huge undertaking. And thank you for doing this and encouraging so many other people to follow their passion. How did you cope with all of that?
I'm actually still learning.
Because you got to make payroll.
It's a constant.
You got to make payroll. You got to pay the rent. The people are saying you got to do all these things, and then you have inspectors coming by. And,
yeah.
I mean, how do you keep up? You're young, and I mean, it's a lot.
Got to take it one day at a time. Like I said, I'm still learning, but I'm like, it is a lot. But
do you ever have to throw your lifeline out to your mom and say, "Mom, I need you to come in and straighten help me out here"?
I do need her help sometimes.
Sometimes I come, he doesn't ask me, but
I'll just show up. You know, I'm like, "What are you doing?"
Yeah,
no.
And well, you've got some great specials going on. I want to make sure that we don't leave today without talking about your New Year's Eve special.
Oh yes, we're actually open tomorrow for New Year's Eve, 12 to 6 o'clock.
And you have a fantastic special. It's a all-you-can-eat fish fry, catfish and halibut served with coleslaw, corn fritters, and steak fries, and that's $14. And they have a Cabernet Sauvignon for $3.50 a glass.
Say that again. You say it's so nice. We should have you by the door at Northside Bistro saying
See, I'm
this.
Really good. Yeah. All-you-can-eat fish fry for the end of the year. It's in catfish and halibut served with coleslaw, corn fritters, and steak fries, all for $14.
$14 is a steal.
Oh, yeah, for that.
Oh, my
absolutely.
God.
And
look
and
at this
all
one.
You can eat. Are you kidding me?
And Wednesday, fish and chips, $9. I love fish and chips.
Yeah, exactly.
That sounds delicious. We are not going to wait until next month.
I'm going to sit down with your friend. Forget about the friend.
And a nice glass of cab for an early night, an early New Year's Eve. There's a lot of people that don't usually go out on New Year's Eve. Those folks that don't, you can certainly have a nice dinner at the North South Bistro right there in Satellite Beach and enjoy your dinner.
And park, and you're safe.
Right.
It's a great neighborhood.
Go take a nice walk on the beach. It'd be a great little date night.
Well, you know what? Oftentimes people, we hear about our friends' children who open, you know, get a real estate license and they're mm-hmm. selling houses. Mm-hmm. Well, that's our job, to help our friends and our relatives.
Right.
Or you hear someone who became a physician and opened a place. Or you hear of someone who's a school teacher and needs supplies in the school.
Right.
I think as adults, it is our role to encourage the young people so that they continue to strive and do better. And it's wonderful that we're spreading the message that today that Kevin Johnson has this wonderful restaurant in Satellite Beach called North by South Bistro. And the prices are so reasonable, Kev. Who came up with the prices? Because you got to make a profit now.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
This is pretty good. These prices are damn good for the kind of stuff you're serving. So who came up with the prices?
It costs up the menu. Like, my, for the amount that you get, it's right around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
So my volume, yeah.
And is your restaurant pet friendly?
Service animals only.
And you're right about that. Because when people are eating, I mean, they don't want to have somebody's dog coming up there trying to bite them or something.
And you don't, and you're not a dog lover.
You know, I went to a book club once, and the lady's dog was humping my leg. And I said, "What is going on with this dog?" And the dog went to somebody else, and all the ladies, eight women, kept saying, "Get rid of this dog." I'm like,
"Put the dog."
Who invites you over for book club, and this dog is? Oh my god!
My goodness.
I see Dr. Gibson want to jump in on this joke here.
It's definitely not about a dog.
But you know, that's why Steve and Friends is so unscripted and fun.
But Kevin,
it's the truth.
I want to ask this. I know on New Year's Eve you're open from noon until 6 p.m.
Yes.
And a lot of folks are going to church at night. So are you going to be able to have like to-go boxes? You know, I think that catfish... you can eat catfish. I get me a few pieces, and then I come back from church or wherever, I'll have some catfish to eat.
Well, we got plenty of to-go boxes.
Plenty to go. Yeah, just want to let you all out there know, Kevin have the to-go boxes.
So, Kev, did you ever have an situation where you ran out of the favorite food, like the one I like?
I've had one or two instances. Just people were buying it all.
And what
all
do you do when that happened? That's crisis time.
Either I've try to go to Publix and try to buy some more of that item.
Thank goodness shopping is close.
Well, yeah, I know. Well, the good thing is you're close to so many grocery stores, right?
So that works out for us right there.
So what to you, what is a satisfied customer? When somebody's leaving, what did it say to Kevin Johnson about North South Bistro?
Satisfied customer to me is this, you left full, you're very happy, and that's what we love. I mean, you enjoyed your meal. That's all we
can ask for. What was that?
That's right.
She said a clean plate.
Yeah.
There's nothing left.
So what happened when you told your professor at school or your teacher, whoever, your master chef, that you were opening a restaurant? Were there other people in your class that's doing this as well?
I'm actually the only one I know of out of my friends from school that opened up a restaurant.
Well, that's because you had really good direction. You had a great foundation at home with your mom that encouraged you to take your passion and turn it into a profit, like Ellen always tells me. Because not all parents accommodate their children's wishes or what they want to do. Now, my son, he had his degree in micro and molecular biology, and we all thought he would go to med school or get a master's, and he decided to go find himself in L.A. And I was not a very happy mother. I was like, you're going where? For what? Oh, my friend thought I would do this and that. But the thing is, I mean, you love your kids and you want them to be successful of whatever they're
and
doing.
And you raise them with the confidence.
Happy. He's happy. Yeah. You know, but the thing is, I like what you're doing because you're close to home and you're close to your mom. You're not all the way in L.A. But you do know that most of these fancy chefs in New York and L.A. and all over the place, that's how they started. They started local.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have bigger dreams? What's next in store for Kevin Johnson and North South Bistro?
I actually want to own about 5 more franchise.
Excellent. You girl, what did you do to? What did he eat?
I have no idea.
You fed
him
well.
Like,
he knows what he's. So, where do you think you want to do it? Right here in Melbourne or all over?
All over actually.
Do you have a coach, someone who's guiding you, or just yourself and your inner intuition?
My mother back there.
Yo.
And I know people. And you know what? I am surrounding him with people who are who know the business. And who want to look out for him and make sure that he's successful. So I'm trying to surround him with positive, good role models in finances as well as the restaurant business.
Right. So we came up with a board for you to put in the front. Ellen came up with maybe somebody doing a book sign in there. Dr. Gibson is going to bring her friends.
Yes.
And she wants to-go boxes. What else can we do? Because, you know, the thing is that when you have vision and you go for it, it can be done. I was thinking maybe one. Do you have a lot of musicians coming or just your mom?
My mom will be the first.
Ellen has a band. Maybe you can
big
play
enough,
one night.
Yeah, it's not big enough for
it's
that.
It's not big enough for a band, but if, you know, a musician,
but
a saxophone
music.
Play,
yeah,
dinner
but
music,
dinner
yes.
music, but that's the whole thing.
But
it's about the experience.
Right.
I know, but it's about the experience of going to North South Bistro.
Right.
So make sure that everybody knows that they can, like, it's a great date night. It sounds like a wonderful great date night.
I love the prices. When you think about a bistro, sometimes
you
think
they're
more expensive.
And you can get DoorDash, so if you want to order food and get it picked up, you can certainly use DoorDash to be able to do that, and that's on the website as well. Make sure that you know that, and tell all your friends if you don't have plans for New Year's Eve, that that all you can eat fish fry sounds fantastic.
Now is your chance to thank your staff and your patrons for your restaurant and tell them to keep coming back. Don't be shy. You can do it. 30 seconds you got.
All right. Well, once again, thank you for all support from both years. We're going to go into a new year. Thank you for my staff. I'm grateful for my staff. And I appreciate everybody that's been my corner.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Oh, he's just so sweet, isn't he?
Yep.
Check out
the Facebook page for North South Bistro. They have North by South Bistro. It's got a great menu items on there. Thank you, Dr. Amasita Gibson, for joining us today. 2020 for Liz, Kevin, and certainly Sita. Happy birthday, and thank you so much for a fantastic year, 2019. And for all of us from Viewpoint with Sita and Friends, a very, very happy new year to all of you.